Thank you, Verna, and everyone doing service on the meeting and for asking me to share on this meeting. It's an honor. You know, this is one of the OGs, the original meetings back in the Boston area. And, you know, a lot of people from the face-to-face days. And I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to be of service today on the meeting. So I will, you know, I have my original food journal that I had when I came into OA 90. I started out in food recovery in July of 2013 in another food recovery program, weighing and measuring my food. It was a live meeting, which was very helpful to me at the time as a newcomer. You know, to learn how to weigh and measure my food on a digital scale. I decided to change to OA 90 in July of 2016 because I felt like it would be a better fit for me. And it has been. It's been a wonderful journey, and I'm very grateful. And my first sponsor in OA 90 had me write my food autobiography, my journey as a compulsive overeater that got me into the rooms today. And I still have that, and I refer to it whenever I'm asked to qualify, and I pull up other little notes that I've taken at different times. So I'll just share a little bit about my past and what got me into the rooms. I'm the youngest of three. I have two older sisters. I grew up in a family dealing with active addiction, multiple addictions, including food. You know, a very kind of chaotic upbringing. I also moved a lot. My dad's job moved us around quite a bit, and that made it difficult just because, you know, what worked for me was trying to get support outside of my family, and then I would do that, and then I would have to move and recreate it again and again. So I turned to food at a very young age to try to deal with all of that, you know, turmoil in my family. And I liked it. You know, we grew up, we didn't have, you know, I'm 63 years old. So there wasn't a lot of fast food. There was a one fast food place. I grew up in the Detroit area predominantly. There was a fast food place in northern Ohio to give you an idea of what it was like then. So that wasn't so much, but, you know, the sweet stuff for sure, and just not, you know, at a young age wanting to change how I felt about everything that was going on. And, you know, I got caught taking, you know, food that wasn't mine at school, and just, you know, wanting to go with my friend, riding bikes to go to the little, you know, neighborhood, you know, convenience store to try to get some of that sweet stuff. And I used food as a drug, and I was in a lot of denial about that for a very long time. And I started dieting at a young age. I was a teenager when I started doing liquid protein. I gained weight in puberty, and I was self-conscious about my weight at that point. Liquid protein, which is basically like starving yourself. So, you know, and in high school, when I look back, I definitely had body dysmorphia because I was really not that overweight, and yet I felt like I was. I think it was just that feeling of like feeling different than everybody else all the time, and wanting to do anything I could to just try to make my outsides look okay so you would like me. So I graduated from high school and went to college, and then I started a period of restricting and being underweight. I think a lot of that had to do with doing being active in other addictions at that point. As soon as I got out of my parents' house, it really kind of gave me an opportunity to just, you know, do act out in all kinds of ways that really were not very healthy for me. So I was able to graduate from college. Thankfully, I'm very grateful for that. And I did another geographic move. I moved out to the Southwest. I had lived in Arizona part of my growing up and moved back to Arizona. And then I moved to New Mexico in 1987. And I've been here ever since. And I'm very grateful that I've started my recovery journey at a young age, because even though I was a functional, I mean, I was able to have a job and keep a job. I was very emotionally damaged, I would say, honestly. So, I did come into the rooms to, you know, deal with a lot of the family issues that I had. When I was in my late 20s, and I'm very grateful because, I mean, it took me a long time, unfortunately, as you know, to get into the rooms of food recovery, but having that 12-step foundation really helped me to have more stability in my life. You know, I had been fired from 3 jobs in my 20s, so finally I was able to get a stable job in my late 20s once I got into 12-step rooms. Got a sponsor, started working the steps, started trying to deal with a lot of the, you know, trauma and things that happened in my growing up years. But I was not willing to put down the food. And I knew even then that I was having, that sugar was definitely a problem for me. And I thought, yeah, I'll just deal with all this other stuff, and the food issue is going to go away, which, of course, it did not. So there was a big shift for me in my 30s. I was married briefly, and then I ended up having my daughter and becoming a single parent. And I, you know, that was just a fuel to eat, right? It was like, poor me, just, I have all this self-pity and victimhood. And so I started going the other direction, up and up in my weight. And another big part of my story, unfortunately, is that I was very focused on other people. I was reading a story out of the Big Book in one of my meetings, and it was talking about how this person kept focusing on, you know, this husband or that person or, you know, all these other people who drank more than she did. Well, I was always focused on other people. I was focused on who weighed more than I did, you know, all these other people. I was sure that as soon as they straightened up and flew right, I was going to be fine, and I really didn't, you know, I didn't need to do anything else. So, I mean, even to the point of taking someone else in my family to an OA meeting because I thought they needed to get abstinent. And the truth was, I wanted them to get abstinent, so I thought I wouldn't have to. So it was a very slow, painful process for me to realize that I had this disease and I really desperately need this program for myself. And it took quite a while. In my 40s, I developed some health issues that really affected my mobility. You know, I was limping a lot, and I was still not interested in doing what I needed to take care of myself physically. And it basically took someone, a sponsor in another program, to tell me, you know, you really, you know, and gently saying, you need to do something about your health. The quality of my life was being very much impacted. And so I finally agreed that I would, and had a major surgery in 2013, which was quite challenging. There were some difficulties that happened with that.
Gentle reminder, 10 minutes.
Thank you, Marnoosh. Yeah, so it was kind of the wake-up call that I needed. I was fortunate enough to, I was in a group with some other people who had the same sponsor, and we went out to eat one day, and it was like, I noticed that at this particular restaurant, this person didn't eat, you know, and then we were at a gathering at a friend's place, and we had lunch, and there was lunch provided, but this person brought their scale and went in the kitchen and weighed out their food, and then they came and had lunch, and she basically 12-stepped me. You know, I was complaining again about how, you know, somebody else needed to deal with their food and their weight, and she very gently suggested that I consider recovery for myself. You know, what I thought, and yeah, by the grace of God, I was willing, and I went to a meeting the next day, and that was, you know, July of 2013. So, yeah, got the food plan, got a scale, you know, started to learn how to, you know, do what we do, buy nutritious food, prepare nutritious meals. I was a boxes and bags person. You know, I came home and I grazed, you know, basically as soon as I got home from work, and, you know, grazed before, had a big dinner, grazed after. Wasn't interested in preparing a meal that took more than 15 minutes. You know, all the vegetables and fruits that went into the vegetable drawer rotted. They didn't get prepared most of the time. So, you know, it was, I tell people it was like climbing Mount Everest, you know, learning how to do all the things that we do in the beginning. And yeah, I'm grateful that I did. I was like, okay, this is going to be a priority in my life, because what I've been doing absolutely has not been working. And so that, you know, that was the beginning of this wonderful journey. I was on in a meeting on Friday and listening to a qualifier and talking about how much they had changed. So for me, it was about a 35-pound weight loss. But more importantly, it's really been the emotional and the spiritual recovery that I've gained since I've come in, because I was just restless, irritable, and discontent. And I, you know, I didn't realize how negative of a person I was. You know, I was not a stellar employee. My relationships with friends and family were very difficult. And so I had a lot of work to do, not just learning how to, you know, do all of the things that we do to follow our plan of eating, but to, you know, really start to clean up the wreckage of my past, even though I had done a lot of 12 steps recovery. You know, I was still using my drug, which was food. So, yeah, I had to really get, you know, be accountable, talk to a sponsor, use the scale, do the tools, which I'll talk more about. But, you know, really get into the writing and doing the writing. And so, you know, that's where the real true healing has come, you know, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Those other two parts, you know, are just, you know, critical to my recovery, because if I don't have that, it's just going to, the food is going to be the next thing to go. So I'm very grateful that I was willing to put in the time to do all the step work. And I do have much better relationships today. And, you know, things come up. Writing is really a critical tool for me. I write every day. I don't want things to build back up because they quickly could. I still have the addict thinking. So I do writing every day. And, you know, I've done very thorough amends. You know, I've done Big Book Study. I've done an AWOL. And so I'm just really grateful that I am a different person today than when I came in. And I have a very good life today.
Gentle reminder, 5 minutes.
Thank you, Manoush. So, I just retired at the end of May. Big change. You know, I think it's probably the biggest change in my life since I had my daughter, and she'll be 30 at the end of the month. So, but I have this wonderful structure in my life already with the program, you know, 3 meals a day, 3 calls. You know, 3 meetings a week. I do a lot of service. So it's, you know, I have this framework for my life today, you know, and I get to choose what other wonderful things I want to put into my day. But yeah, if I didn't have the structure program, you know, dealing with having a lot of unstructured time, it might be real a big problem for me. You know, I'm grateful I have my action plan. I do one every day. I've had problems with action plan in the past, and I had to really kind of buckle down and be willing to take things out and make my program a priority. And so I have that, you know, in place. I do my action plan every day, and I look at the things that I want to do. And I'm, you know, it's going to be a big transition process for me in terms of the things that I want to do and, you know, what God puts in my path, you know, whether things, you know, I move forward on volunteering on a certain thing or end up doing a different hobby or all kinds of wonderful things, you know, being of service not only to program but to friends when I can be, now that I have more time and I'm more available. So, yeah, I think that, you know, what else can I say? You know, I had a second surgery. When I got into recovery, into food recovery, it was night and day for me, much better. Things went so much better than they had previously. And I have an active life today. You know, I can do a lot of things physically. I've traveled a lot. You know, I met a lot of you at the retreat last year. That was wonderful. I do a lot of service. I sponsor. Of course, I have a sponsor, very grateful for the accountability and just the guiding me through my spiritual and emotional recovery, as well as helping me with my plan of eating. So there's it's a wonderful way to live today. And I know that I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have you know, all of you and the wonderful tools and steps that we use to stay. You know, I've done travel. I did a big trip in 2023. I'm going to do a big trip to the UK in September. So I'm willing to take healthy risks to do things. You know, I have had a big fear of public speaking. I did a lot of speaking at the retreat last summer. So, you know, I can do these things today because I'm abstinent and have all these wonderful support of the program. I can, you know, do new adventures and exciting new things in my life that I wouldn't ever dream to do because I was someone who had so much fear. But today I can face those fears and move forward and enjoy the wonderful life that I have as a result. So, I think I will end my sharing there. Thank you so much again for giving me the opportunity to be of service. And with that, I will pass.